The fourth big thing is safety, staffing and seasonality. Hasper World's main season runs from March to October. It employs nearly 300 seasonal workers during its busiest period, and more than 80% of them are aged between 18 and 25. Most seasonal roles receive 1 or 2 days of training depending on the role, but ride operators receive more detailed and specific training and must pass tests before taking up the position. The park does not close from November to February. That distinction matters. The largest roller coasters, the water slides and the drop ride close because periods of heavy rain can affect the safe operation of their braking systems. Smaller roller coasters, flat rides, dark rides and playgrounds remain open all year, and Hasper World uses the quieter period to carry out thorough maintenance on the rides that are closed. So if a new exhibit proposes a winter event, a staffing change, a training programme or a new attraction, you already know the operating constraints, but you still have to use the new exhibit to decide whether the proposal makes sense. The fifth big thing is technology and cyber risk. Hasper World already has a website and a mobile app. Most visitors use pre-booked tickets. It also has a control centre which monitors and manages the hardware and software of each ride, as well as closed circuit television and site security. But be careful with the industry information. The industry section talks about advanced app features, radio frequency identification wristbands, virtual reality and augmented reality. The pre-scene does not say Hasper World currently uses all of those things, so do not recommend an app to a company that already has one, and do not claim Hasper World uses technology that is only described at industry level. Cyber risk also appears in more than one form. A malicious cyber attack on a ride or attraction can become a safety issue. Separately, cyber attacks can cause data loss and operational disruption, while loss or corruption of customer personal data can damage confidence and visitor numbers. That gives you context for any new cyber, digital or customer data exhibit. The sixth big thing is sustainability and regulation. The DLAN market data tells us sustainability increasingly affects customer choices. A travel and tourism report says 53% of visitors prioritise sustainable choices when deciding which attractions to visit. Young adults under 30 are increasingly influenced by sustainability and environmental issues. Hasper World itself says it values the planet and wants to minimise its impact on natural resources. But the pre-scene does not describe an environmental programme, targets, measures or spending by Hasper World. So you cannot praise its environmental record. You cannot condemn it either. You do not have a record to assess. And finally, there is the Organisation for Amusement Park Operators, the industry body. It sets and monitors standards covering design, manufacture, testing, operation, maintenance, inspection and quality assurance. Operating licenses are reviewed and reissued each year, and parks must pass rigorous inspections to maintain them. Those are useful facts if the exam gives you a safety, compliance or assurance issue. But again, do not invent an inspection failure. Do not invent weak compliance. Do not invent a license problem.